And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day, the mystery of parenting. The mystery of parenting, plus not a fault issue. No, this does not have to do with earthquakes. And additionally, you are just mistaken. You are mistaken. And then we'll close it out with today's Facebook post. Will we be true?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at. During the show, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you. Hey, I'm asking you, Ron. I'm asking you right now. What do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, except for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, because I had four of those. See, I'm supposed to be on a diet, but if I don't tell my wife, she'll never know because she doesn't listen. Oh, wait, that's my text. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. I'm going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Republican health care bill is about to get another big hearing.
The plan's about to go before the Budget Committee, which will combine the two individual measures approved last week. It's also the first hearing since the Congressional Budget Office report that up to 24 million people could lose coverage over a decade. And while the committee can't make significant changes, it can suggest amendments. Meanwhile, House GOP leaders are working on a companion piece to deal with some of the concerns of conservatives, but experts say those changes could cost votes in the Senate.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. The reporter who obtained documents from Donald Trump's 2005 tax return says it's entirely possible that he received the returns from Trump himself or someone close to it. David K. Johnston tells ABC that Trump has a long history of leaking things about himself. Johnston says he received the documents in the email unsolicited. Trump on Twitter ridiculed that account. Longtime Trump advisor Roger Stone says he believes his contacts with a Russian-linked hacker who took credit for breaching the Democratic National Committee may have been obtained through a special warrant that allows the government to collect the communications of people suspected of being agents of a foreign nation. California Congressman Devin Nunes, the House Intelligence Committee chairman, says he's concerned U.S. surveillance of foreign agents also captures the communications of some Americans.
If additional names were unmasked, we're going to have to understand where the proper procedures followed. And then did additional names get leaked to the media or were people using that information for other purposes that wouldn't have had intelligence value?
The House Intelligence Committee announced Wednesday that FBI Director James Comey will testify in public hearings next week. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 113 points, the NASDAQ rose 43, the S&P advanced 20. This is SRN News.
Kentucky has passed a bill to protect the right to religious expression in public schools. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. The impetus for the bill was a censorship issue that occurred around Christmas time. School officials reportedly censored a scene from A Charlie Brown Christmas, in which the character Linus talks about the true meaning of Christmas. The school in Johnson County censored the scene from the school's Christmas production, according to OneNewsNow.com. A Charlie Brown Christmas was created by Charles Schultz, who reportedly insisted on including the scene in which Linus reads the Christmas story from the Book of Luke in the original airing of the film in 1965. Both the Kentucky House and Senate overwhelmingly passed the religious freedom bill. It now goes to the desk of Governor Matt Bevin, who is known for his Christian faith. Some lawmakers claim that the religious freedom bill was not necessary, since such rights are already protected in the First Amendment. But Alliance Defending Freedom attorney Matt Sharp noted that the recent censorship issue proves that the bill is needed. Sharp said even though the Supreme Court has repeatedly held that schools can include the Bible and other religious stories and elements as part of the educational process, there was confusion in Kentucky over this play. What this law does is reaffirm what the Constitution says. Lawmakers in Missouri and Indiana are working on similar measures to protect the religious and free speech rights of public school students. As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
There's so much tension, so much pain. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Okie dokie, man, do we have a show for you. We have radio from 2 to 4 for you. We also have radio from 5 to 12 a.m. and then 12 a.m. to the following 24 cycle, but we've got that for you. And that's what counts. This segment brought to you by our very good friends at Excalibur Roofing. What do you want to say about Excalibur Roofing? Roof, roof, roof. Excalibur. Roof, 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 roof. Roof, roof, roof. Excalibur. Roof, roof, roof. Excalibur. Roof, roof. Excalibur. Roof. Roof, roof, roof. Excalibur. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. ExcaliburRoofing.com. Also Facebook. Excalibur Roofing. And then we'll close that out by saying roof, 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 roof. Excalibur Roof Roofing. There you go. That's what we call a professional live read. If you have done that in your past, you will understand how difficult that is to do spontaneously. Also, we want to remind you about our good friend Steve Wheeler, who I talked to today. You know, he's going to Japan in April. Does this guy ever stay in the country? But he was a little more excited because he gets to see his grandson tomorrow. So you know what he said to me? He actually said this. He said, "One more night swimming through the sharks until I see my grandson." That's what he said. It's amazing, isn't it? He loves his grandson so much. Why, it's like he bobs up and down in his whole life just to see his grandson. But we do want to let you know, no matter what you're doing, dancing your way through life, that Whitefields Ministries is committed to taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth, educationally supporting, even sneaking in financial aid and moral support, peeking in when people least expect it, but also providing clean drinking water and helping networking. That's the way it goes, even if somebody walks by and they're clueless. It doesn't matter. Here it is, Excalibur Roofing. Is that good? Whitefield Ministries. You should see what's going on in our studio. People are ganging up trying to change things here. I just want to say Whitefield's ministry, 760-846-8610. I was talking to Steve Norelli, and you know what he said? I said, so we had the circumcision, we had this, and we got some other announcements, and he goes, it's the best. The best is the grandkids. He goes, but then there's ministry. God, he is committed. Taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth, seminary education level teaching on these rural pastors, clean drinking water for everybody to share, and networking amongst them all. Can there be a better ministry to support? Not really. It's just one of those great ministries that no matter what you do in prayer support or financially, it's definitely worthwhile. They're just covering a lot of bases. Whitefields.org. Okay? All right. So it's Excalibur and Whitefields. Got that? We got any other surprises coming by? Anything that we know of? There you go. The reason I set that up from the parenting, grandparenting point of view, because we have an interesting DDD, one that I have not really taught, called the mystery of parenting.
You know we got a mystery to solve. Scooby-Doo, be ready for your hand. Don't hold back. And Scooby-Doo, if you come through, you're gonna have yourself a Scooby snack.
Now, the only reason we did Scooby-Doo for the parenting is because the word mystery in there, which kind of got tagged out a few times because I think it wasn't playing proper, just so you can know. So you don't have to worry about that. I wouldn't play it again. Here's what I would say. Did you know that parenting is a mystery? Did you know that being a child under a parent is a mystery? Did you know that being a brother is a mystery? Being a sister is a mystery? Did you understand that in all these different complexities in relationship, being a husband or a wife, there's a lot of mystery there, right? I want to open up the doors. I want to unpack the mystery of parenting. You're thinking there's no way that you can in 10 minutes give everybody the insight they need to understand parenting. Wrong answer. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 28. Are you ready, Tugboat? Here we go. This is Hannah talking about Samuel. So I have also dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. Here is the mystery of parenting defined. Watch this. So I have also dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. As long as Samuel lives, Hannah said, he is dedicated to the Lord. You want to know another translation? Get this. You're going to love this. The English Standard Version says, therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he's lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. The hardest principle and the great switcheroo in parenting is this. There is a relationship between God the Father as a parent, so defined in Isaiah 63, 64, Matthew chapter 6, Luke 11 and 12. So defined, the parenting principle, and the hardest one, is what we call in theology terms the great switcheroo. What's the great switcheroo? God gives you children for a season. And then we are required to give those children back to God. That's the mystery of parenting. We get them for a time, and as for direction and control and insight, equipping them with tools, equipping them with wisdom. But you and I must understand something, that the children that are dedicated to the Lord are the Lord's children first. Then there are children. So every mom out there, every dad out there who thinks that they have that control, myself included, we must operate in the understanding that God has given us an exchange with our kids, and we get them for a season, and then we have to give them back to God. We have to release them to the Lord as they get older, and God asserts himself as the primary parent. And that is a great miss in the kingdom of God, in the church, and in the people of Israel. It's a miss. Because you have to understand how God owns all things. Remember, the silver and gold is his, and everything else on the earth, in the earth, and around the earth. Therefore, all creation is his to do with as he wills. And before they are our kids, God brings them forth from the great mall of destiny and allows them to be raised by us, and then requires us to give them back and dedicate them to the Lord, because before they're ours, they're his. It is one of the hardest principles in parenting, because there comes a point where you, as the biological parent, are not the primary parent of a child's life. God the Father, so defined again, Isaiah 63, Isaiah 64, Matthew chapter 6, Luke 11 and 12, so defined as a parent, he is the primary. And you know what God does? He lends you those children. And then you and I, we do what we can to raise them and nurture them in the admonition of the Lord until the point where God says, thank you, that was a wonderful job. I am now the primary. You are the secondary. They are my kids first. Stay supportive in your role. The hardest thing to do is to turn around at your son or your daughter and say, you have to answer to God before you answer to me. It's time to grow up. That, my friends, that was the idea, by the way, behind the bar mitzvah, behind the a young man becoming accountable to the law. But the real challenge there is for us to understand before they're ours, they're his. But guess what? God trusts you enough to pour your influence into that child. So he has high regard for your stewardship, but you must turn that child back over to the Lord at the proper time. I think it's more challenging to think of parents like John the Baptist, where I have to go, okay, kid's going out into the wilderness. Okay, it's got to be tough, but that's the call. That's the mystery of parenting. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
As a Christian, the law offices of Robert J. Bomber has always practiced honest and fair dealings with his clients. The fact that he's been in business for 45 years speaks to this fact. His staff has been with him an average of 10 years, and they care as much about his clients as he does. Calls are answered and returned promptly, and he makes after-hours appointments. The first consultation is free. If you have needs of an experienced attorney to handle such matters as custody, divorce, child support, visitation, spousal support, and retirement, call the law offices of Robert J. Bomber at 619-497-0054. Family legal matters such as these are difficult, plain and simple, and that's why you need an experienced attorney. To set up an appointment with Robert J. Bomber, call 619-497-0054. That's Bomber, B-A-U-M-E-R, 619-497-0054. A good person to have on your side.
If someone has left you a godly inheritance, invest it in others.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional is written by Kayla Ochoa. Kayla writes, Grandpa and Grandma Harris didn't have a lot of money, yet they managed to make each Christmas memorable for my cousins and me. There was always plenty of food, fun, and love, and from an early age, we learned that it was Christ who made the celebration possible. We want to leave the same legacy to our children. When we got together last December to share Christmas with family, we realized this wonderful tradition had started with Grandpa and Grandma. They couldn't leave us a monetary inheritance, but they were careful to plant the seeds of love, respect, and faith, so that we, their children's children, might imitate their example. Kayla continues, in the Bible we read about Grandma Lois and Mom Eunice, who shared with Timothy genuine faith. Their influence prepared this man to share the good news with many others. We can prepare a spiritual inheritance for those whose lives we influence by living in close communion with God. In practical ways, we make His love a reality to others when we give them our undivided attention, show interest in what they think and do, and share life with them. We might even invite them to share in our celebrations. When our lives reflect the reality of God's love, we leave a lasting legacy for others. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to help us spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier with email devotionals from Our Daily Bread. Sign up for the daily encouragement at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're talking about putting some kind of camera in here so you guys can see what's going on between the studio and the master control room and the hallway.
Well, when you talk about more insanity with Spoonanity, they really need to see what's going on around here.
They don't know all the things that go on. See, what happens is I'll be on the radio and people will walk by my big fish window. I mean, it's like a big fish window, right? I mean,
that's, well, it looks like a zoo enclosure.
Yeah, kind of like that, although at least my room, my side's cool. And they walk by and then they'll do like dancing and they'll kind of be like they're swimming.
The stairs.
The elevator, right, that elevator escalator thing, and people will peer in. And that's all going on while I'm talking. So they're trying to do distracting kind of thingies. I don't know what a thingy is, but that thingy right there. So it's, we just, if we had like a little live stream thing going on, I think people would be like, oh, then you would understand that whenever we're teaching something serious, it's amazing that we get there. Trust me. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Sam is a fantastic guy. He's one of the top agents in the county, and actually in the country, to be really honest. ThinkSam.com is his website. If you are interested in talking to somebody who knows about real estate, you know, much like the same way we talk about Marty, knowing retirement. And nobody, I've never met anybody knows it. Well, Sam is the guy that knows real estate, knows the trends, he knows the marketing, he knows what's taking place with the builders who are building their projects, not 1 week out or 1 month out. You should know better than that. They do these things months and months and even years in advance. So they have an idea of where things are heading and where they're trying to get them. If you want to talk to somebody who gets real estate, talk to Sam. It doesn't cost anything. He doesn't require you to sign up. He doesn't require blood. He doesn't require, your first male-born dog or anything like that. You can just talk to Sam, and he'll talk to you and tell you what's going on. ThinkSam.com. If you've got any real estate needs at all, or maybe it's not you. No, maybe it's somebody you know. Well, if that's the case, then Tugboat Todd and I would say,
send them to Sam.
That's what we tell you to do. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. Okay. Do I need to say anything? Don't forget about the mobile app. I mean, if you don't know about the mobile app by now, we have one. Okay, got that covered.
Great way to find out about contests.
Well, that is true, and my understanding is that Suzy Q is putting together some big contests, and you can't access them unless you're using the mobile app. That's just all there. I can't do anything about that.
Well, then you need them.
I don't know if they're doing that $1 million giveaway. I don't know, because they don't do a dollar giveaway, so we'll see about that. But if they're giving away food, you ought to be entering. I mean, that's just the reality. Pastor's Masters Golf Tournament going to be taking place on May 8th at St. Mark's Golf Club. If you are a pastor or you are in a pastor's group and you have ever experienced it, you know how much fun it is. If you are a pastor, newer pastor, and you've never had the chance to do it, like Pastor Sean, you should be signing up and going to the golf outing because it doesn't cost anything. Does it cost anything? I don't think it costs anything. But are they doing a $20 thing? I can't remember. They keep changing it. I don't know. We'll have to find out. Doesn't matter. It's golf. It's fun. It's cheap. It's good deal. St. Mark's, that's where my wife used to coordinate all that St. Marco, the St. What is that? San Marcos? San Marcos Lake and that whole golfing area. And she used to help coordinate all that stuff. That's where she used to do. Yeah, that's where my son was married.
Looks like it is $25.
It is $25 for a foursome, though, right? It's not per person, right? I don't know. We're going to have to get that information. See, this is how little I know. They bring me in. They say, do this. Let me know. Anyway, go to KPRZ. You know what? If you people think we're lost, you're right.
It is $25 to register up to four people.
Up to four people. So it's like $6 a person. $6.25 a person for a foursome, right? That's a smoking deal. There you go. Now we have the specific answers. Sponsored, by the way, by Church Design and Construction, CAPS Pregnancy Service, and San Diego Rescue Mission. We encourage you to check that out. Okay, let's get into our teaching. Our time is tight. Do we have a sound for this or not? We do. It's called Not a Fault Issue. Go ahead.
Did I do that?
That was Urkel saying what?
Did I do that?
Oh, that was terrible. We need a better.
Did I do that?
1 Kings 17:17-21. Don't bother turning. We're going to have to blaze through it. Now, it came about after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, became sick. And his sickness was so severe that there was no breath left in him. So she said to Elijah, "What have I to do with you, O man of God? You have come to bring my iniquity to remembrance and to put my son to death." He said to her, "Give me your son." Then he took him from her bosom and carried him to the upper room where he was living and laid him on his own bed. He called to the Lord and said, "O Lord, my God, have you also brought calamity to the widow with whom I am staying by causing your son to die?" And he stretched himself upon the child three times and called to the Lord and said, "O Lord, my God, I pray you, let this child's life return to him." First and foremost, you have a grieving woman whose child is dying. Now, she knows her folly. Do you know what that means? She says to Elijah, "What have I to do with you, O man of God? Have you come to bring my iniquity to remembrance and to put my son to death?" She knows she's guilty and has done things wrong. What she's asking is, "I know I'm a sinner. Are you here, man of God, to take out on my kid my own stupidity?" I want to say something about this really fast, because this theology is bad. She was wrong, ladies and gentlemen. She was not subject to being judged by God because the life in her son was ebbing and flowing. And that's a problem right there for people in the church, where they take on the guilt for something that God is doing that is way beyond them. And she's asking, why is it being taken out on the kid? But it wasn't being taken out on the kid. That's a legalistic way to look at things. And we know that's true because of the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verse 1, 2, and 3, when the disciples said to Jesus, "Who sinned that this child was born, that this man was born blind? Who sinned? Was it the parents or was it the baby?" And you know what Jesus said? "Neither." It was so that the power of God could be manifest. But in the minds of people, when you have something happen to a child or a sibling or a spouse, and then you sit there and you take on this personalized guilt that God didn't put on you. And Elijah responds by jumping on the child and by breathing on the child three times. I do think it's worth noting that he had to be persistent in his prayers. But the woman thought she was at fault, and she wasn't. It was so that God could demonstrate his power. Not because the mom did something wrong. And there's enough of that guilt stuff going around this planet in the church that should not exist, that does not exist in the mind and the heart of God, where people are consuming guilt that's offered up by the enemy and has nothing to do with Jesus. Something goes wrong in the family, and immediately as a parent you go, "It's my fault." What if it's God just trying to show his power? What if it's God just trying to manifest his anointing or his graciousness to show how involved in our lives he is? But as a parent, it's easy to take on the personalization. It might be easy, but it's not biblically correct. Who sinned that this man was born blind? His parents or the baby? Neither, Jesus said. But so that the works of God can be manifest and God can be glorified. You know, sometimes the fault is no fault. Sometimes it's just God going, watch this. We cannot consume a guilt or take on a disproportionate amount of heaviness when it is not put upon us by the Lord. You watch it when the enemy drops stuff on you like that. Legalism will cut your throat and choke you off, and there'll be no air left. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Alex was born in Rwanda.
When the genocide started, when the majority of the Hutus were killing the Tutsis, my family was a part of the Tutsi tribe, so that's why we're being killed.
He saw his family and his friends murdered in cold blood during the Rwandan genocide. Alex himself barely escaped death, and he ended up living in an orphanage where he learned about Jesus Christ.
But the following years were full of anger because everything that was in my heart was bitterness, anger, and rage because I wanted those people to pay for what they did.
Alex eventually surrendered his heart to Jesus. He says because of that, he was able to forgive the man who killed his uncle, and he even met with him face to face.
That person is loved by Jesus Christ just as much as you're loved. When he hung on the cross, he didn't do it just for you. He did for that person also.
Forgiveness. There's more about it at findpeacewithgod.net. From the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
What role does God's Word have in your life? This is Jim Garlow. We quote the Bible, we talk about it, but what is its purpose? Hebrews 4:12 has this amazing statement. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. The Bible judges you and me. We don't judge the Bible. I can't pick and choose the verse I like and discard the rest. They're not just neat little sayings to put on the refrigerator door. I have to take the whole counsel of God and receive it. Submit to it. Here's the point. As you read and submit to what the Bible says, understanding its purpose, it will make all the difference in your life. Check out more at jimgarlow.com. We'll do our part, keeping you informed at jimgarlow.com.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Let's start this segment off with a retraction. I don't know if everybody knows what the word retraction means. I'm not sure I know what the word retraction means. I think Tugboat Todd could probably help us with that. But retraction means we're taking it back. That means that all the words that came out of my mouth in regards to the golf tournament, I'm going like this with. And bringing all of those back because I was incorrect. So let's make the correction because it's my fault. So, oops, I made a mistake. Have you ever made a mistake? Join me. Join me in recognizing mistakes are made. First of all, I made a mistake on the Pastor's Masters. You wonder what that mistake was?
What was that?
I said that I think it was like 25 for the hole. I thought it was free, and then I thought it was like 25, and now it's 100. And apparently tomorrow it's going to be like $1,000 or something. But it's $25 a person. That's my fault. But it does include the round of golf and the food and the prizes and the fellowship. Apparently there have been, you know, price raises all throughout the universe. And so they have to offset some of these costs because it's too much. My fault. My bad. I own it. You know what we teach people? We teach people when you make a mistake, acknowledge it, own it, eat it right away. Don't do anything more than to make the correction. I'm making the correction. Oops. Oops. I don't think you're supposed to get an applause for an oops.
That's a golf clap.
Is that what that was? Oh. So, if there's any confusion, I take the blame. My fault. Throughout the entire city of San Diego and the entire county of San Diego County, if anybody is confused about anything, it's David Spoon's fault. Oh, I was just going off quotes from people of my past. All right, so in the golf realm, it's $25 a person. Fellowship, lunch, special gift, awards, dessert, and laughs. I guess you can buy laughs now, too.
I thought you weren't playing.
Well, that doesn't mean I won't be in a golf cart zooming around creating problems.
Thought that's where the laughs were going to come in, you playing golf.
You know, the first time I did that, I was asking trivia questions, but they were not trivia questions. You know, it's not the kind of trivia questions people really want me to ask. Like, how many E's are in the NIV Bible, Old and New Testament? How many vowels E? How many times is E used? That's when they just look at you and say, can I hit the golf ball now? Are you done? Are you through? So I was wrong about the golf. I'm sorry, folks. Go to KPRZ.com to get the specific information. If you signed up in the last 30 seconds, you got to pay more money. That's what it is. I'm not giving you anything there. It was my mistake. But we do have a super-duper surprise that's going to be taking place that's at the golf tournament. You want to know what that is? I won't be hitting the ball, so nobody has to duck. Isn't that fantastic? Okay. Golf tournament. There you go. Thank you very much. Don't forget about our school tuitions that are half price. That means half price. I don't know if you know what half price off is, but it is half price off. Just want to make sure everybody knows that. Let's get into our DDD. What do we have? Do we have a sound on You Are Mistaken?
Okay. Wrong, sir. Wrong. Wrong, sir. Wrong.
Okay. We're going to have to, you know why we're not doing the big sounds and big songs? Did we tell people? Because there's people that are trying to sue all these companies for using all these different sounds. And Salem's like, we're not paying you a penny. And it's like, okay, that's what's going on, just so you can know. So we're using
wrong,
more.
Wrong, sir.
Yeah.
Wrong. Wrong, sir. Wrong.
Thank you. More movie sounds. Comes out of this, out of my devotions this morning, Mark chapter 12, verse 24 through 27, says this: Jesus said to them, is this not the reason you are mistaken, that you do not understand the scriptures or the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But regarding the fact that the dead rise again, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the burning bush, how God spoke to him and said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly mistaken. Jesus said this to the Sadducees. Now, everybody knows that joke. See, the Sadducees are sad, you see, because they don't believe in the resurrection or angels or anything else. They got nothing to look forward to. They're eerily, spookily like, you know, existentialists who are just really in for political power. Well, Jesus had a confrontation with them when they brought this story to him about this man who married this woman, and they didn't have children. And by the law of Moses, then the next six brothers all married her. And then they were, none of them had children. So they're like, at the resurrection, whose wife is she going to be? And they did that to Jesus to make fun of him. So you can know. In case you're wondering, this is not like a polite little exchange. They're mocking. And Jesus, in this one of the only times that Jesus says this, when he says it this way, when he says, you are mistaken, the word mistaken means, as much as we can say it, deadly wrong. As in, like, you are sorely off point. And he says you are in error in two particular places. One, you don't know the scriptures. And two, you don't know the power of God. And that better never be leveled at you and I, where somebody can say to us, like the Lord, saying to us, well, you don't know what I had to say, and you don't know what I can do. That's what you never want to hear. Because the first thing he says is, you do not understand the scriptures. It's not that they didn't have time to read the scriptures. It's not that they couldn't work it out between going to dinner and seeing, you know, their family members or whatever the case may be. It's that they would not grasp the scriptures because they did not believe them to be true. And because they didn't believe the scriptures to be true, they did not process and use the scriptures. And if that happens to you and I, if we are smorgasbord Christians, are we cafeteria biblical Christians where we pick and choose what we believe in scripture, then we're no different than the Sadducees, who err not knowing the scriptures, who can never benefit from scriptures because they never mixed the scriptures with faith, and it was never profitable for them. When you read the word of God, here's the message. That's the word of God. You want to know what God thinks? It's in a book. Dave, hey, creates the universe, he can write a book. And the bottom line is, do you and I embrace scripture? Do we read that scripture because somebody said we should read it? Or do we look at that scripture and recognize that's the voice of God trying to communicate with my hard heart and my hard head that there is life and there is truth and there is understanding and wisdom that comes from on high? They made a big mistake not embracing scripture as it was, as the voice of God, as the mind of God, as the heart of God. Then they did something else. They not only erred in regards to scripture, but they erred in regards to God's power. I understand that science wants everything proven to them, but I do have a message for you. Science isn't owed anything by God. God has no need nor desire to prove himself. If somebody chooses not to believe God, that is their choice, but it's not going to change God's truth. If they make that decision to reject God, they make that decision to reject God. They will face that consequence. And the Sadducees, they rejected the power of God. And Jesus uses the burning bush, probably one of the great moments of the Old Testament, to say, God said to Abraham, God said to Moses, I am the God of Abraham. He didn't say, I was the God of Abraham. He said, I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob. But because the Sadducees did not believe in the great power of God, they could not get it. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Don't you even know in Genesis 4:10, Abel's blood spoke to God. God said to Cain, what have you done? Your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. God is the God of the living, even if you and I don't understand how a person dies and what happens. So the two big mistakes that the Sadducees made, not believing and embracing the scriptures and taking them for what they were, the word of God. And number two, not believing in the power of God. And let me say something about that. In your circumstance, are you telling me that God Almighty in his power can't help you? What an insult to the Lord if you believe that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Isn't it amazing that Jesus can use me? Because in his hands I'm changing to a servant of God.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
There are times that young Christians will say something that really gets to me. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. They're so excited about God's Word. They're starting to understand the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then they blurt out, "Hey, I'm ready to take on the devil." When that happens, I'm liable to grab them by the collar and tell them, "Hey, don't say that. You're dealing with death. You're dealing with a power you have no knowledge of. Be sober. Be smart. Be on the alert." Faith and prayer need to be your partners in any confrontation with the devil. And it doesn't hurt to remind yourself that greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't forget the Gaither Vocal Band coming to Shadow Mountain Community Church April 9th. More information, you can go to Gaither.com. It is not Gather, it is
Gaither. Not the cover band? Cover band is called the Gather Band.
Okay. It's going to be called the Going Band if we keep this going. Don't forget about our Experience Israel opportunity for churches. We encourage you to go to KPRZ.com. To get more information, if you're a small or medium-sized church, you want to get the advantage of a larger church, we have some discounts available for you. And then the school tuitions, 50% off again. I just think, you know, go to kprz.com. There's a little button there that says tuitions. I was like, boom. But if you go there and you're like, that school's not there, get in touch with me, and I'll see if I can coordinate that opportunity between you and the school. It's something we do on a regular basis. Okay, we have our Facebook post. We don't really have music or a sound, but we have something that we've thrown together that's unrelated. What do you got for me?
Mr. Trouble never hangs around when he hears this mighty sound.
Here I come to save the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
Yay, Mighty Mouse. So it's one of the few cartoons, if you don't know this or not, but most of that is done in opera.
Here I come to save the day. You will not save her. Please, Mighty Mouse, save me.
You know, the whole thing. Didn't know that, huh? Ah. That's why my dad liked it. He was an opera fan. Okay. Not on an intellectual level, just on the singing level. This is called Will We Be True? Will We Be True? Posted today. The psalmist teaches that God has not missed a single tear. All our tears are recorded by the Lord, the Bible says. He has not missed any moments of pain or turmoil that we have gone through. Did you know that? God has, you know, what you went through, God was not on vacation. Okay, while you and I like to take vacations and detach and detox from whatever our situations are, God is not like that. He is not needy that way. So he has never missed a single moment of your pain. He has never missed a single moment of your turmoil. In fact, as Scripture shows us from Genesis to Revelation, he's right beside us and he doesn't leave us. And in fact, we know from Romans 8:28 that he works all things out for our benefit. That's a lot of weaving. If you consider your individual life and all the things that you go through, how much has to go into all the hairs on your head are numbered. Everything in your life is weaved so that it ends up bringing good. Every encounter that you have then interacts with other people's encounters, and God does that with all of his children. Now, how massive is that scale? Like, okay, that's way beyond human understanding. Yeah, that's right. He works things out for our benefit, and our faith and our trust in him are keys, can I say this without getting in trouble, for our own wellness. Your faith and your trust and my faith and my trust are for our own benefit. They give us wellness because we take that which we cannot control or contain and we surrender with a confidence that somebody is looking out for us. And God will always be true. Can I again mention that? God will be true always no matter what happens. He can't be any other way but true. So the question is, will we be true? Will we believe despite what we see or feel? It's not that you can't use your sight in existence, and it's not that you should devoid yourself of feelings. It's how often those feelings and that sight lead the decisions you make. It's how often wisdom is not used. It's how often truth is not used. It's how often the feelings of the moment are used. Or as you look at a situation and can only see in the natural, it's the difficulty is operating everything we do in that natural plane, saying that we trust in God, but not operating alongside God, believing that he has our best interests in mind and that he's with us. So the question is not whether will God be true. God will be true. If you fail 1,000 times, God will be true. The question is, will we be true? Will we believe, even if we don't understand what we see, even if we don't understand what we feel, would we believe? Will we believe? Would, you know, when look at Abraham, who God said, well, you know, I want to bless you. I'm going to give you a child. Okay, now take that child and sacrifice that child to me. If he did not see in those moments with faith, how could he ever respond to God or be obedient to God? The truth is the truth. It doesn't change. But how we receive and apply the truth does matter. And I think for me and for some of us, we seem to create our own disasters when we function in doubt, fear, and discouragement. That's what I think is the big key, that we help create our own disasters, our own frustrations build when we look at something in doubt. When you look at something in fear, I don't know what's going to happen next month financially, I'm afraid. Then we create our own disasters before we ever get there. Or this person's not going to like me, or this child's not going to grow up right, or this is going to take place. We create our own disasters by operating in that discouragement. I want to say it does not need to be this way for the Christian. We don't have to function in doubt, fear, and discouragement. We can function in faith, trust, and belief in the goodness of God. We should do that then. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.